We said that in addition to the Bikias Chazer, we'll also try to do some of the points of the Iyun. So Dirshu gives certain points in their Iyun Ha'amud. We're not going to take all the points. We'll do the Kitzer Iyun Ha'amud, but we'll add some Ma'aros. So the first point I want to bring is actually not on the sheet, but the Teferis Yisrael asks, and it's Hakdama to Maseches Brachos, why is it that we start Shas with Brachos, and why do we start Brachos with Mei Masai Karnish Ma'abarf, and it didn't ever say Kriyash Ma'anite? So he answers, because the Gemara Kiddushin says, Gadol HaTalmud, Shemevi Lidei Maisa, that we learn in order to do. So, okay, obviously, Mishnah, Gemara Toshabat Peh, is the corpus of Halacha, and we're going to learn what to do. But for that, we need to learn Gadol HaTalmud. So the Gemara Menachos on Daf Tzadi Tes says, what is the Iker? What is the minimum mitzvah of Talmud Torah? Sorry, not the Iker. What is the minimum mitzvah of Talmud Torah? Kriyat Shema Shacharis V'Arvus. That's Kriyat Shema morning and night. And we pointed out why we start with Kriyat Shema at night. That's just by way of introduction. So we pointed out the idea, the machlokes between Rabbi Elazar and Chachamim and Gamliel is the mitzvah. Is the din of Shapacha talking about when people go to sleep or when people are sleeping? Rashi is mefurish like this in many places. Daf Dalet at the bottom, Daf Dalet Raf, top of Dalet and base. Fine. The Mishnah says, "Mei Masai Karin Hashema." This is Karin Beloshen Rabim, because a person cannot be motzi his friend in Kriyat Shema. However, when the Mishnah later is talking about Birchas Kriyat Shema, it does not use a Lashon Rabim, it uses a Lashon Yachid, Mevarech, because there a person can be Motzi, his friend, in Birchos Kriyat Shema. However, points out this from the Ritva Megillah and the Gra. However, they point out from the Mishnah Brura that according to most Acharonim, even in Kriyat Shema, a person can be Motzi, his friend. This point's not on the sheet. I don't remember the Makor for this, but this idea we say by Sfiras Sa'omer, the Pasuk says, Sfaratem Lachem. However, by counting Shemitah and Yovel, the Pasuk says, V'safar ta'lacha. So the Gemara says, V'safar ta'lacha, and it's a sphere of Kolecha ve'echad. And V'safar ta'lacha is one unit, the Beis Din counts for all of Am Yisrael. So the same idea here. The mission is being mechayin to this idea. Saying Korin is like V'safar ta'lacha, just like we all do our own sphere summer, we have to all do our own Kriya Shema. Whereas the Birchus Kriya Shema, it's Mevarech, it's just like V'safar ta'lacha, that one person could do it for many people. Fine. But Arvin points out the idea of Acharei V'Sheni, Yishtu Seisu Kachavim. That's the idea of Rabbeinu Tam about the Shkia Rishon, Shkia Shnia. Right here, Rishon is what we call Shkia. So either Shkia Seisu Kachavim, Shkia Rishon, Shkia Shnia, whatever you want to define that. But Pashas is not according to Rabbeinu Tam. So he said, Mishash HaKam Nechasan Lechol B'Shrimasan. So why does it say when they eat Shuma? Why does it say when they're entering to eat Shuma? So two answers. The Tiferes Yisrael says, because they had to go to the mikvah. The mikvah is outside the cities. So they would go at the end of the day. And then, because they didn't want to get tameh again, that would defeat the purpose. So they go at the end of the day, and there was no chance. And by the time they got back to the city, it already be Tzeisa Kochavim. So they were only first entering at Tzeisa Kochavim. The second answer from the Sfas Emes is that they were nechnasim in the heter le'echol truma, but the Gemara tells us that there's an Isser to eat before Kriyat Shema. Tosfos points this out, I think, on Daf Beis and Beis. Therefore, they, even though they could technically eat Alts their Tumah, they're fine. However, they cannot eat Alts the din of eating before Kriyat Shema. Okay, let's skip to the Chacham. Chacham Amar Ran Chatzos. We said Rashi and Daf Tal points out that who b'meshach kozman, what they hold about Kriyat Shema, b'meshach kozman shem ne'adam shelchem v'yishenim amitasam. The question is, let's say you didn't read after Chatzos, so we said Rav Gamliel gave his two cents on it. It's a question if he's going aliba to Chachamim or aliba to himself. I know it's not a real word, but interesting to point out from the Talmidei Rabbeinu Yonah, the commentary on the Rif, that the Chachamim said if you don't say Kriyat Shema after Chatzos, you are not Yotze, you don't have the opportunity to say it after. You can say it after, because the Chachamim, Yesh Kach Pecham, Lakar, Dover, Mantar, B'Shem, Valtai, so when they see fit, they want to grace you. They said, you are not going to be able to say the mitzvah if you try to do it after. Points out here, from the Shulchan Aruch, the Mishnah Berurah, that we go like the Chachamim, And if you did not read until Chatos, not like Rabbeinu Yonah, you still have a chance. However, you're over an Isser D'Rabbanan, and if you say it after Chatos, to get the Mitzvah Torah, so we still allow you to read it after. Okay, skip to the story. We talked about, if we pointed out before that there's an Isser to say Kriyash, to eat before Kriyashma, that's what the Quran of Nechnasim, which we must need the Sfas MS. Why were they at a party and they didn't say Kriyat Shema? What's Pshat? Because the Taz points out that once they started the Suda Bizman Heter, they started before Kriyat Shema, they weren't chayav to stop. So if they only came and they first had to say Kriyat Shema, then they would not be allowed to eat. But since they started Bizman Heter, we do not make them stop. Okay, Kedai L'Archik Adam Min Aveira. He said, So we talked about some other dinim in the Mishnah aside from Kriyat Shema. We talked about Chalav and Chalav Evarim, and we talked about Kol HaMechad and Liyom Echad. So Rashi says that if you did not eat the carbon before Chatzos, is an Isser to eat after Chatzos, just like by Kriyat Shema, the way Rabbeinu Yonah understood. And the Shagas Ari says this too. However, the Tosfos in the end of Pesachim, says the Chacham did not say that it's puzzle after Chatzos. You're still allowed to eat it. They did not say it in there because there's an Isser Lahavi Kachim Beis HaPsul that we don't cause Kachim to become puzzle. So the Chacham said if it's not puzzle to a Raisa, we're not going to puzzle it. That's Tosfos. Okay, so we pointed out before in the Bekiya Shir that the Gemara starts off saying, why do we say Kriyat Shema of Arvis before Shacharis in the Mishnah? Why is the Mishnah start talking about Arvis? So we said the assumption is illogical. It should start with the day, and that's because, like the Tosfos Rush, that Mitzvahs are generally done during the day, the Mishnah Megillah, the first one to the Mitzvahs Jas, or Tosfos Dibur Masio Lisni, is that we go with the Karban Tamid, says to Sekhet Sechet Sazo Boker, and only then Bein Harabayim. Okay. So we ultimately answered that we, by the second Mishnah, where it talks about the Birchos Kriyat Shema, why do we start with Shacharis? How do we should have been more consistent? So no, he said, once we're talking about Shacharis, we stay on topic. So it's Ma'ariv, Shacharis, Shacharis, Ma'ariv. So we do that because why not stay consistent? Why not say night, day, night, day? Because you don't want to confuse, we want to bifurcate. We don't want to confuse Dine Kriyat Shema that's Tosfos Parrot says. Seeing this may be against the idea, I think it's at the beginning of Yevamos, that Chavivin de Rei Seifrim, I don't remember the exact lashon completely, but we like teaching Dine Derabanan first, because Derabanan don't want to give more power, want to give more water to them. So we say Chavivin de Rei Seifrim. So why do we not say Birchos Kriyat Shema first? So that's what the phrase Israel comes in. That we want to teach, again, the Tereshah and the Akdama, that we talk about the Dine of Kriyat Shema. I mean, the question is not really night, day, night here. It's why do we start Birchos Kriyat Shema? In fact, that would be the more logical thing to do, because Birchos Kriyat Shema comes before Kriyat Shema. We say no, but based on the Tereshah Yisrael, we want to bring the day, bring the basic Kli of Talmud Torah, so we start with Kriyat Shema. We start with Argus, because the Gemara answered that. Okay. I'll stop there. That's basically the end of the Ian Ha'amud of Beis Amud Aleph. We should have a great night.